time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined tonight by attorney Don Chapo and teacher cinematographer Cameron Shaw. And here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're having a lovely weekend out there and can join us over the course of the next hour for our show, which, after all, is nothing without you, because we are an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we're encouraging your participation. Very important that you give us a call and, or at least listen anyway. So give us a call. That's the first line of defense. Please, I'll give you those two numbers. They're area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134, or toll-free. Yes, there's a toll-free number. 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. All we ask you to do is call in. All our lines are open right now. It's a great time to get in. Sometimes we do get a little bit crowded toward the end of the show, but give us a call soon and we will put you on. 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255. Just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER 1. That is the numeral 1, mindsovermatter1 at gmail.com. So feel free to email us. We don't read them during the show, but they all get read. So if you want to contact us, that's the way to do it. And if you'd like to hear this show online, you can do that anywhere in the world. And I actually did in Stockholm, Sweden, at 4 in the morning, and listen to it on kalw.org. That is kalw.org. And if you like a podcast of the show, it should be up reasonably soon after our show tonight, also at kalw.org, and iTunes, etc., etc. Somebody emailed me last week asking about the older shows, some of the ones that Jerry was on. iTunes doesn't go back that far, but if you go to the KLW.org, the shows do go back a considerable period of time. So, I mean, a couple of years, I think, at least. So you can listen to a lot of the older shows if you'd like to hear Jerry. So just some information for you. And I also want to say thank you to Lori Fisher and Kira Pace, who were here last week. The mice went crazy. Cat was away. But they asked all the questions that I discourage when I'm not here, but what are you going to do? I was in Sweden. So anyway, I hope you all enjoyed the show, and I thank them for doing that. And Jeremy Horowitz too, sorry. So all that being said, we will start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. Here's the first. Cameron Shaw just returned from a camping trip and is glad the radio audience cannot see her unshowered visage. Well, I'm glad she's sitting across the table then.
Me too.
Oh.
Okay. Don is just feeling flattered to have been asked back and is hoping to once again avoid using any of these 7 dirty words in the next hour.
Well, you set that bar pretty low for yourself.
Yeah, well, that's actually a pretty high threshold for me.
Is it? Okay.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is just back from Sweden. We went to the king's birthday party. It was a bit much, though, when the king put a lampshade on his head and danced around.
He said, look at me, look at me, look at me. I said, oh, stop. Anyway, we will begin with Cameron Shaw.
Okay. The Nancy Drew series of books was published 88 years ago as of April 29th, about a week ago. What was the first book in the series?
Well,
it was published 1930, 88 years ago.
You mean, what was the official title of the book?
What was the title of the first book?
How many words in the title?
6.
Oh, okay. I read any of the Nancy Drew books. I know they made movies out of a few of them. The only one I remember is Nancy Drew Detective, but that's not it.
I think that was a movie, correct?
Yeah, that was a movie, but it might have been a book too. So
I don't know that one was a book. I only read a few of them. They scared the crap out of me.
They did?
when I was eight, yes, they did. But this one is good, I will say.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So is it a title that one of the more famous titles?
Yes, it is.
Series?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. So. Well, I'll take your word for it since I haven't read any of them.
Something and the Case of.
You're close.
Yeah.
Not exactly, yes.
Is mystery in the title?
No, it is not.
Oh, so no case.
No Scooby-Doo.
No case, no mystery.
Yeah.
But a similar sort of word.
No case, no mystery, but a similar word. Okay.
Okay, the Nancy Drew series of novels was published 88 years ago as of April 29th. What was the first book in the series, the title of the first book?
Is this book still in print?
Oh, that's a good question. I believe so. I've seen it in bookstores, but I don't know that it's currently being printed.
Okay.
So it's still in circulation.
All right. And Don, you go ahead, too.
All right. Well, we'll make this one easier for you. We'll give you a little warm-up room here.
Easier than Nancy Drew, anyway.
Easier than Nancy Drew. I'll give you, I think I did, a few movie quotes, and you just tell me which movie it's coming from, and for extra credit, give me the name of the actor that said it.
All right.
Okay.
Of course he has a knife. He always has a knife. We all have knives. It's 1183, and we're barbarians.
Doesn't ring an immediate bell.
It sounds like a satire to me.
It's a rare moment in a film where the fourth wall comes down for just a crack.
It's not a Mel Brooks film, is it?
No, it was not actually meant to be a comedy.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
It's hysterically funny, but it was not meant to be.
Is it Conan the Barbarian?
No.
No.
Okay. All right, keep going.
Okay. My, such a lot of guns around town and so few brains.
That sounds more familiar. Is it a Western?
No. I'll give you a hint. It's film noir.
Oh.
Hmm. All right, give me one more.
Okay. Lay off my reputation, girls, while I unswallow.
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 These are very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are my favorite quotes from movies that aren't necessarily the ones that everyone knows.
Okay. All right, so do the premise and then do the quotes once more, if you would.
Okay. It's just a quote from a movie. And if you can get the movie title, that's great. If you can actually name the actor that said it, even better. The first one is, of course he has a knife. He always has a knife. We all have knives. It's 1183, and we're barbarians. The second one is, my, such a lot of guns around town and so few brains, which actually could apply to today. and the third one is, lay off my reputation, girls, while I unswallow.
1183. What? How would you describe the genre of that movie?
It's an epic. It's one of those. It was one of those epic movies.
Okay.
It's not a David Lean movie. No.
It's not El Cid, is it?
No.
1183, and 1183 represents the year that the movie takes place.
Yes.
My goodness.
And it's an American film. Sort of.
Sort of. I think it's a British film, actually.
1183. Huh.
Many British actors. It's hard to tell.
Is it Beckett?
No, but you're very close.
The Lion and Winner?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Who said it?
Well, Peter O'Toole?
No.
Then Anthony Hopkins?
No.
We all have knives. The one that played Jeffrey, the other son? No.
No.
Okay. All right. Well,
you've gotten most of it, though. It was Katharine Hepburn.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It was one of those moments where, in a conversation, she kind of winks at the camera.
Huh.
Yeah, it sounds out of place.
All right. Well, you might have a very small bill. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Big Redul in Carnell.
Hey, Big Redul.
In the movie E.T., E.T. is watching television, and there are two people kissing on the television. Can you tell me who they were?
Can I tell you who they were?
And
no.
And as a bonus, what movie they were in?
No.
No. If you told me the two actors you were kissing, would that immediately give it away?
Well, that would give you the movie, yeah.
If you told me one of the actors, would that... is it Humphrey Bogart one of the actors?
No.
All right.
No. Well, let me think if there's any hint I can give you without totally giving it away.
I think I only saw that movie once when it came out. So.
It's not From Here to Eternity, is it?
No.
No.
No, but this is a couple that has appeared in at least a half a dozen films together.
Is it Spencer Tracy, Katharine Hepburn?
No.
Is the movie black and white?
Well, I'm trying to remember the last time when I saw it. No. I couldn't remember the last time I'd seen it, but I'm pretty sure it's in color.
And would it be a current movie in the time period that E.T. was set?
No.
No. Okay.
It was, how about this? It was directed by John Ford.
So is it John Wayne and Maureen O'Sullivan?
Maureen O'Hara.
Maureen O'Hara, I'm sorry.
Okay.
The Quiet Man?
Yes, that was it.
All right. That was a big yes.
Okay. Right. So I have a what do these people have in common question. What do Arlene Dahl, Jinx Falkenberg, Tippi Hedren, Hope Lang, and Grace Kelly have in common?
They were all in Hitchcock movies?
Yeah.
No.
Jinx Falkenberg. Were they all on the cover of a particular magazine?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I know Jinx and Falkenberg was mostly a model.
Right.
Give those names once more, if you would.
Arlene Dahl, Jinx Falkenberg, Tippi Hedren, Hope Lang, and Grace Kelly.
Hope Lang, Grace Kelly. What do they all have in common? Jinx Falkenberg.
They share, how's this, they share a title.
Princess?
No.
They share a title. So, is it a title having to do with their beauty?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. So, it's like, but it doesn't have to do with a specific magazine?
No.
Okay.
Were they all Miss America? Or
Miss America? At least I don't think so. Yeah. No, not Grace Kelly. Something to do with their beauty. Were they voted the most beautiful women in movies for a particular year, for instance?
No. They were... They were all named after a product.
So they were all named after So you mean they represented a product?
Well, it was a campaign.
Oh, I see what you mean.
A product that they were voted.
Huh. Okay, I see what you mean. I'd just be guessing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they were all voted as Miss Rheingold Beer.
Ah.
Wow.
Grace Kelly, Miss Rheingold Beer.
Anyway, that was it for this week.
Thanks, Ben Riddell.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it. You are listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My name is Dana Rodriguez. I'm the moderator. I'm here with cinematographer and teacher Cameron Shaw and attorney Don Chapo. And if you'd like to call in with a question or answer, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Just to remind you, we are on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. Okay, let me do a couple questions here. So, I was reading an article in Business Insider and came up with this little fact. What is the highest paying profession in the United States that has more women than men? What is the highest paying profession? And it's a regular profession. It's not like the CEO or something like that. I mean, you know, CEO of a company, but it's a well known profession. What is the highest paying profession in the United States that has many more women than men?
Is it a gynecologist?
It is not a gynecologist.
Okay.
I guess, Don.
Is it something in the medical profession?
In a sense. Yeah.
Psychiatrist? Psychologist?
Not psychiatrist or psychologist. So, once more, what is the highest paying profession in the United States that has many more women than men doing that particular job? Okay, second question. Only two films with real biblical characters, in other words, characters out of the Bible. I suppose I should put that real in quotes, but only two films with real biblical characters. In the film's title, were the top grossing films of the year, one in 1949 and one in 1951. So what were these two films? So when you look at you go to Daily Variety and you look at the list of all the top grossing films for each year in the last since Sound, Only two films have titles with biblical characters, real biblical characters in them, that were the top grossing films of those particular year, 1949 and 1951. What are those two films?
Noah's Ark?
Not Noah's Ark. So, once more, what is the highest paying profession in the United States that has more women than men? And of the list of the top grossing films of each year since 1927, only two films have titles with real biblical characters in them that were the top grossing films of their respective year, one in 1949 and one in 1951. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Ed, how are you?
Good.
So, last couple of weeks ago, I asked you about the only two chemical elements named after women. Everybody got curium after Marie Curie.
Right.
And then I told you about metronium after Lisa Meitner, which is the second one. She was a Swiss scientist. By the way, she had a lot of fight with Einstein, and she actually was more right than him. Just part of a small history. So, metronium is the second element named after a female scientist. She was awarded Chemistry Nobel Prize in 1944. I love to talk about dead people because we have to bring it back to life. Okay, following that thought, I love Andy Griffith's show. It's really good. It's good acting. All of the male actors in that show, all of them, the major ones, at least the major ones, except little Obie, as you know, Ron Howard, is alive. All of the male are dead. However, the female actresses, there's only three of them who are still alive today. Do you know which three? You can tell
well,
me
one of them is was the
was the.
I'm sorry, I'm getting feedback here.
Turn
your. I think your radio's on. Is your radio on? Okay, there you go. One of them was the one of the daughters on Father Knows Best. She was on the Andy Griffith Show for a season.
Okay,
or two.
What's her name?
Played his girlfriend. The oldest daughter on Father Knows Best. What was her name?
I will give you her name. The first name, so you know it is quick. Eleanor.
No, Eleanor Donahue.
Very good.
Right.
Okay. Sad to say that Helen Trump is dead. Okay. What's the second one that's still alive?
I'm trying to think. I can't.
I'll give you a hint.
All right.
Barney, girlfriend.
Oh, I don't know her. I don't know the actress's name. I sort of remember what she looks like.
What's her acting name?
In the
show. Thelma Lou?
Right, Thelma Lou, right.
What is her real name?
That I couldn't tell you.
Pitty Lynn. She's 91 years old.
All right.
Okay, the last one. The last female surviving. Everybody else is dead.
I know it's not Aunt B.
Pretty sad.
So, and I can't think of any other. I can't think of any other major female.
They had Billy Gear, the one that wanted her daughter to marry her dad. They had Billy Guy sang.
Oh,
beautiful singing, but always listen to it, really.
No, nice. don't remember that.
Okay, her name was Charlene, and her real name is Maggie Peterson.
Ah, all right.
So these three are still alive.
Okay.
Life goes on. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And Cameron, it's your turn.
Okay. What was the highest rated show, TV show, to ever be canceled after one season? I believe it was fifth in the ratings of the year it was on.
Was it a particular reason that the show
yes.
was canceled?
I guess I can tell you. They got a lot of complaint letters about certain portrayals on the show.
Oh, was it the one with the... Was it the Korean family?
No.
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 I remember there were a lot of complaints about that.
I don't doubt that that's true.
Portrayals on the show. Anything? Any gay characters on the show?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. It was...
It was a portrayal of a certain religion that was objected to.
Oh, Good Christian Bells. No, what was it? It was the Kristen Chenoweth in it?
No, it's longer ago than this was in the early 70s.
Oh,
okay.
That's a long time. Okay. The early 70s. Oh. What was the genre of the show? I mean, was it a comedy?
It was a sitcom. Yeah. I believe it was a comedy. I've never actually seen it because it's not streaming in any fashion.
Was it a Norman Lear show by any chance?
Yes, I believe so.
Was it the Hotel Baltimore?
No, but it aired. If it wasn't a Norman Lear show, it aired alongside quite a couple of Norman Lear shows.
Was it about newspaper columnists by any chance?
No.
Religion. It wasn't Fernwood Tonight or anything like that.
No.
Okay. All right. Ask the question once more.
Okay. What was the highest rated TV show to ever be canceled after one season? And this was in the early 70s, canceled based on viewer objections to the portrayal of a religion featured on the show.
Interesting. Was it the Catholic religion?
No, but that is one of there are two prominent religions on the show. I don't know if I said it would really give it away. But it's Catholicism and Judaism.
Like Bridget Loves Bernie or something?
Yes,
like that?
It was Bridget Loves Bernie. Good job.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right. that was such an innocuous kind of show. It's
apparently
a long time
not
ago.
Everyone thought so.
All right. Hey, give us another question.
Okay. Let's see. I have a list of alternate realms or other worlds from various TV shows, comic books, and movies. if you could name the show that they, or the show, movie, or comic book that they are from. The Mirror Universe, The Shimmer, The Upside Down, The Black Lodge, Bizarro World, and Filori.
Well, Upside Down is Stranger Things.
Yes, the Upside Down is Stranger Things.
Is the Black Lodge Twin Peaks?
Yes,
Twin All right. Peaks. And what were the other ones again?
The Mirror Universe, The Shimmer, Bizarro World, and Filori.
Shimmer sounds very familiar. Okay.
Oh, yeah, The Shimmer. That one is does sound familiar, but I can't come.
I don't know. I don't know either. Okay. Leave that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Dave in San Francisco.
Hi, Dave.
I'd like to take some guesses. On the Nancy Drew book, was it The Secret in the Old Clock?
The Secret of the Old Clock, yes. Good job.
Thought that was an Artie Boys.
I was an old Nancy Drew fan. But then there, the one about the guns, So Many Guns, isn't that from The Big Sleep where Bogart's playing Philip Marlowe?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And then one last guess, although since you said it was only somewhat related to medical, maybe this is wrong, but I was going to guess nursing.
Not nursing. Of course, there are more women than men in nursing. That's absolutely true. But it's not the highest paid profession that women are the majority in.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
So now, The Big Sleep. So many people with guns. Okay. And it's not Humphrey Bogart.
No, it was Humphrey Bogart.
It was Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he got it right.
Okay. So there's no... he has... that's it.
That's
for
it.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it for that.
All right. All right, good. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Oh, I just got snaked on Humphrey Bogart.
Sorry.
Oh, well. I have a question.
Yes.
I was a big fan of the series West Wing.
Yes, me too.
And there was one episode that dealt with the youth of Jedediah Bartlett and his relationship with his father that was shot at a certain location. The same location was used for a film starring Robin Williams. There's also a connection with that location to Loudon Wainwright. What was the nature of that location?
Well, it was a university.
No.
No, boys' school. Boys' school.
Yes. Absolutely.
To Loudon Wainwright. Is it somewhere in St. Louis?
No.
It's New England, right?
In the West Wing episode, it was supposed to be New England.
Okay.
But actually is in Delaware.
Oh.
So you want the name of the actual school?
Well, I didn't think you'd be able to come up with that, but the idea was that it was a boarding school. It's actually a St. Andrew's school.
Okay.
And Loudon Wainwright went there.
Oh, huh. All right.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
And Don, it is your turn.
Okay. This poorly reviewed movie, released in 1997 and based on a portion, very small portion, of a 1994 New York Times bestselling novel of the same name, is a fictionalized account of the arrest, subsequent prosecutions, plural, and death of the only person in the state of Georgia ever to be tried four times for the same crime. Name the movie.
Wow.
Four times for the same crime. Is the main character black?
No.
Okay. And
in the movie, no.
In the movie, no. In real life?
In real life, there. No, but there really isn't a main character.
Okay. Was the main character played by Kevin Bacon?
No.
Half right. Kevin Spacey?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, so it's a John Grisham sort of thing?
Oh, was it Sleepers?
No.
No.
Is it a John Grisham kind of thing?
No.
No, it is not.
No, okay. He wasn't in Sleepers.
So Kevin Kevin Spacey was the
main character in the movie.
Prosecuting attorney?
No.
Oh, is it A Time to Kill?
No.
No,
no, no. That's what I was sort of thinking.
Yeah. He's the accused.
He is
Kevin
accused.
Spacey.
He is
the accused. Gosh, it's like I almost remember this as a movie.
He plays the gentleman who was prosecuted four times.
So is this based on that real case about the murder of Mary Fagan or Mary Phelan or Fagan?
No.
And it's not Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
It is Midnight
in the Garden of Good and Evil. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. All right. That was a good movie.
Played James Arthur Williams, who was actually prosecuted four times for murder and eventually acquitted.
Okay. All right. Good job.
Okay.
All right. Give us one more question.
Okay. On April 25th, we'll give you some current events, the Chinese Civil Aviation Authority sent a letter to at least 36 foreign airlines demanding what?
Is it demanding they change a particular route?
No.
Does it have something to do with codes that the airlines may use?
No.
Demanding something. Is it about information for their passenger, of their passenger list?
No.
Is it some sort of fee that they need to land in a certain...
No.
No? Okay.
All right. Read the question once more.
Okay. On April 25th, the Chinese Civil Aviation Authority sent a letter to at least 36 foreign airlines demanding what?
Hmm. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, good evening. It's Ed in Massachusetts.
Hi, Ed.
We missed you last week, Dana.
Oh, thank you for saying so.
Hope you had fun.
So
Gary Busey and Werner Klemper walk into a bar together.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay. I got a couple of guesses here tonight. Let me see. I was going to guess nursing about the highest paid women, but that is gone. Is it anything in education? I know classroom teachers aren't paid very much.
Some elements of it can be education related, but it's more... Not, but yeah, it can be related to education.
I was going to guess something like principal, school administrator.
No.
Not that related. Okay. Skip that.
Let me put it this way, Ed. And some people in this profession can teach as well. So.
Some can teach.
Lawyers. You
know? Not lawyer.
No. Okay.
We'll let that hint go for someone else.
All right.
I can't come up with it. The Bible movie. How about David and Bathsheba?
David and Bathsheba is the 1951 film. Yes.
Okay.
Good job.
And Ben-Hur was not a real biblical character.
No, no. They have to be real characters from the Bible.
Yeah. So, and Ten Commandments, but you said the characters' names...
The characters' names are in the title, or are the title of the film, I should say.
All right. Well, I'll take my bell for David and Bathsheba.
All right.
And then I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Television... Comedy Emmy Awards. I was looking over the list, and I noticed that in all the years they've been giving out TV Emmys, only three shows have won Best Comedy Show, Best Comedy Actor, and Best Comedy Actress in the same year. What are those three shows? And two of them actually did it twice.
Were there any in the 1950s?
None in the 50s.
Okay.
Is Seinfeld one of them?
No, it's not.
No, okay.
They're all big names. Everybody's going to know the shows.
Is Cheers one of them?
No.
Hmm. How early is the earliest?
One of them did it twice in the 60s. One of them did it twice in the 70s. And one of them did it once in the 2000s.
So, All in the Family, is that one?
All in the Family in 72 and 78 was Best Comedy and Carol O'Connor and Gene Stapleton.
Okay.
What about Will and Grace?
Not Will and Grace.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Dick Van Dyke Show?
That's
the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh,
that
nice.
Was in the
good.
60s.
Yeah.
and Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore.
Right.
And so there's one in the 2000s first decade.
Is there? Okay.
That was best comedy and actor and actress. Probably the least likely of the bunch. You know, the one that doesn't jump out at you.
Hmm. And the show is not on anymore?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not.
All right. Anybody? No?
I wasn't a big fan when it was on, so I couldn't tell you.
No, we don't know.
Yeah.
30 Rock.
Oh.
Oh, I was a fan.
Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin.
Yeah,
30 Rock. Yeah. Huh.
Was that long ago?
2008.
Huh.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ed.
That's what I got.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.
It's one of the biblical films, Samson and Delilah.
Yes, that's not going to work.
Oh, nice.
That's right. Those are the two highest grossing films of their particular year that had biblical characters in them. All right. Let me give you a question here. All right, I have a Humphrey Bogart question. Humphrey Bogart starred in 11 films with a real geographical place in the title. Humphrey Bogart starred in 11 films that had a real geographical place in the film's title. And when I say, you know, there are a couple others that he did not star in, but he actually was the top billed person in these films. So he was the star. So I don't want any ones that he was the supporting actor. So Humphrey Bogart starred in 11 films with a real geographical place in the film's title.
Casablanca.
Of course. That's one.
Key Largo.
Key Largo is another.
Treasure of the Sierra Madre. Yeah.
That is three. I'll give you one more guess, somebody.
I'm not sure I can come up with more.
All right.
Yeah.
So Casablanca.
I'll think about it.
Key Largo and Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
Oh, what was the name of the movie with the boat? African Queen.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
There we go.
The movie with the boat.
I got the Queen part. I couldn't remember
Titanic.
The African part.
All right. So again, Humphrey Bogart starred in 11 films with a real geographical place in the film's title. Remember, these are films he starred in, not as a supporting actor, as the star. So far we have Casablanca, Treasure of the Sierra Madre, Key Largo, and The African Queen. So what are the others? And, oops, we have to repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Let's do that, Cameron.
Okay. My questions that have not been answered are all of my, well, not all of my alternate realms, but they're all from that question. So this is a list of alternate universes, alternate realms from TV shows, comic books, and movies. The ones that are out, I'm looking for the work that they came from. The Mirror Universe, The Shimmer, Bizarro World, and Fillory. Fillory.
All right. And Don?
Okay, I have the movie quote, "Lay off my reputation, girls, while I unswallow." So name the movie, and if you can, the actor said it. And then on April 25th, the Chinese Civil Aviation Authority sent a letter to at least 36 foreign airlines demanding what?
The "lay off my reputation while I unswallow," was that said by a woman?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not Blazing Saddles, is it?
No.
Okay.
No. I'll give you a hint. It's black and white.
Right. Oh. What's the decade that it's in?
The 30s.
And is it Mae West?
No.
Okay.
Is it one of the Gold Digger films?
No.
Is it Betty Davis?
No. And she's not even in the movie.
All right. Okay. All right. Think about that. And, oh, yes. So, what do we have here? What is the highest paying profession in the United States that has more women than men doing that particular job? It's not nursing. What is the highest paying profession in the United States that has more women than men doing that particular job? And Humphrey Bogart starred in 11 films with a real geographical place in the title. So far we have Casablanca, Treasure of the Sierra Madre, Key Largo, and The African Queen. What are the others? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Okay. This is Kurt in San Francisco. I have a couple of anatomical geography questions.
Okay.
Okay. What and where would you find the eye of the desert and the tongue of the ocean? And I'll give you a hint. These are large features that are best observed from space, say from the space station.
The eye of the desert and the tongue of the ocean?
That's correct.
And these are geographical features on Earth?
On Earth, yes.
Okay.
Is the eye of the desert a storm?
No, it is a, it's in the Sahara.
Right.
And it's a geographical feature, and it was best first noticed from the space shuttle and subsequently from the space station.
But it's a solid thing. In other words,
yes.
It's not due to the winds or anything like that.
No, no, it's a solid thing. It's a permanent feature.
Okay.
Okay.
And Sahara Desert. And, yeah, I'm sorry, give me the other one once more if you would.
I'm sorry?
What was the other one?
The tongue of the ocean.
The tongue of the ocean. And these are quite prominent, and I don't believe they were actually noticed until space travel began.
And is the tongue of the ocean an aquatic feature, or is it a land feature?
It's an aquatic feature, and it is something that is just stands out so prominently from the rest of the ocean that it acquired this name.
Okay.
And it's a nickname that it has.
Is it South Atlantic? Or Pacific?
It's in the. It's actually in the Caribbean or near the Caribbean.
Oh, is it something to do with like a convergence of currents?
No, it's the tongue of the ocean. I'll give you the answer. Basically, the tongue of the ocean. It's an ocean trench near the Bahamas. It's over a mile deep, and for whatever reason, it was carved out during the last ice age, and it's so deep that it's a deep blue that stands out against the dark, the lighter blue around it, and it looks just like a thumb or a tongue.
Huh.
And
it's
very
not
prominent.
Something you would really notice unless you saw it
from outer space.
High above,
right? And it's used by the U.S. Navy in its training exercises because it's over a mile deep.
Is it the Marianas Trench?
That's in
far away on the other side of the earth.
Okay. Right.
So then the eye of the desert, is it something to do with mountains and like a geographical dip in the desert?
What that is, it looks like a meteor impact crater. It's about 25 miles across. But what it is, it's an uplift. It's a blue dome of uplifted sedimentary and volcanic rock. It dates back about 100 million years, and apparently it's never been adequately explained. It's not an impact crater, and there it lies. And it's very prominent from space, and it's a bluish color, and it's also called the Rickhatt structure, R-I-C-H-A-T. And if you have time, I have one extra credit question.
All right, go ahead.
What and where are the islets of Langerhans?
Well, that's in the human body. That's
You almost got a bell here.
I want to say the pancreas or the gallbladder, but
you got to get yourself a bell. A cluster of cells in the pancreas.
All right.
That produce insulin.
Okay.
Okay, one for three ain't bad.
I'll take it for tonight.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
And Cameron, I think it's your turn.
Okay. Where did it go? Okay. Who directed the 3D sci-fi short film Captain EO, starring Michael Jackson, which played at Disneyland from 1986 to 1996? And what cinematographer was credited as the lighting director? And these are two very famous people.
Steven Spielberg is coming to mind.
Is not Steven Spielberg. We are in the right level of fame.
Could you read that once more?
Yes. Who directed the 3D sci-fi short film Captain EO, starring Michael Jackson, which played at Disneyland in Tomorrowland from 1986 to 1996? And what cinematographer was credited as the lighting director?
Is it James Cameron who directed it?
Not James Cameron.
George Lucas?
Nope.
That's, yeah, also good. Okay, leave that out.
Okay.
And Don, why don't you go ahead, too?
All right. I'll give you another list, a list question. So I'll give you a list of 10 current national capitals in their countries, but they were not always the national capital. So for each one, give me the previous capital.
All right.
Okay, I'll give for each country. Rome, Italy. Moscow, Russia. Kingston, Jamaica. Abuja, Nigeria. Manila, Philippines. Beijing or Peking, China. Tokyo, Japan. Islamabad, Pakistan. New Delhi, India. And Rabat, Morocco. So those are the current capitals of those countries. What was the previous capital?
All right, you have to go through the list once more if you want.
Okay.
I might stop you if I know.
That's fine. Rome, Italy.
So is this while Italy itself was a unified country, or is this...
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Moscow, Russia.
Well, that would be St. Petersburg.
Yes. Technically, it's Petrograd because St. Petersburg acquired the name St. Petersburg after. So you got that one. Right. Kingston, Jamaica.
Is that... No. Okay, go ahead.
Abuja, Nigeria.
Well, that was Lagos.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Manila, Philippines.
Quezon City.
Yes.
Okay, nice.
You're doing great. Beijing, China.
Oh, I thought you said Peking, China.
Okay. Beijing, Peking. Yeah.
Are they interchangeable?
Beijing is the new name for Peking.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay,
so this was actually a different city.
Tianjin?
No.
Shanghai?
No.
So is this in the 20th century? Or is it, how far back does this go?
Yeah, I believe it's 20th century.
Then during the war, World War II?
I don't know.
And then it's... So, okay, I have to think about that. Oh, go ahead.
Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was Edo.
No,
that's Tokyo's old name. It was that second city. All right, go ahead.
And then Islamabad, Pakistan.
Is that Karachi?
Yes.
Yes, good.
New Delhi, India.
That's. This is since the birth of modern India?
Was it Bombay?
No, it wasn't Bombay or Mumbai.
Okay.
I think this may have been during colonial times.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's not Simla or anything. Okay, go ahead.
And Rabat, Morocco.
Was that Fez?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So you got half of them.
All right, read the ones that haven't been gone yet, if you would.
Rome, Italy. Right. Kingston, Jamaica. Beijing, China. Tokyo, Japan. And New Delhi, India.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yeah, this is David Noble.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. I have a few answers, some guesses. Going to your Humphrey Bogart movies, Sahara is one of them.
Excellent. Good job. Is your radio on, by the way? There you go.
I'm sorry?
Is your radio on? Okay.
No.
All right.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You took African Queen, which is... So were you taking the Maltese Falcon based on that? Or?
I thought about that, but it's not quite...
Yeah. Were you considering Petrified Forest? It was one of the stars?
You know, I wasn't considering that, but I'm going to give you credit for it because I think there is such a place as the Petrified Forest, and that's legitimate. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. And he made a western, the Oklahoma Kid.
Yeah, that's I sort of was stressing the films that he actually was the star of, the top billed star.
Right. So. Okay. And then I guess the biblical movie is the other one I know.
The right. The two movies that they've been gotten, but I'll just repeat them again. The two movies were Samson and Delilah and David and Bathsheba.
Oh, someone got that in here.
Right. That's okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. And so for the highest paying job, is it, I have a couple of guesses, women. Is it the dental hygienist?
Not dental hygienist.
Pharmacist.
Not pharmacist.
Okay. I'm lost there.
There are more women pharmacists. You're right about that, but it's not the highest paying one.
It's not, okay. And then about this capitalist question that was just asked, Kyoto.
That's what I was trying to think of for Japan. Yeah. Good.
And was Venice the capital of Italy before Rome?
Not of Italy, no.
Not of Italy. Okay. All right. And I think that's it for my guesses, but I have one question for you.
All right.
So on the TV show Friends, each of the male leads during the show dated someone had either previously won or went on to win a Best Actress Oscar. Who did they each date?
Dated in real life or on the show?
No, on the show.
Julia Roberts was.
Yeah.
She was on.
Right. Julia Roberts dated character Chandler.
Right. Oh, boy. I can't think of anybody else. I didn't really watch the show.
I watched it religiously. I can't think of who Ross dated, who might have won a Best Actress Oscar.
Won it after the show.
Gosh. Okay. I'm not. Yeah, I don't know. Joey
played the sister of Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. Reese Witherspoon.
Good job.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then the last character, Joey, dated someone.
Joey.
Who was on the same soap opera that he was.
Oh, who, you mean the fictional, well, it wasn't a fictional soap opera, but the fictional character was on the soap opera. Susan Sarandon?
Susan Sarandon.
Okay.
Good job.
Yeah. All right. You guys have a good night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm a little embarrassed for knowing that.
That's all right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it me?
It is you.
It is Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
The mirror universe where Spock has a beard is from Star Trek.
Yes, it is.
All right, good job.
And Bizarro World where us do opposite of all earthly things is from Superman comics.
Yes, it is.
It is. Earth backwards. I don't know if that's even possible to pronounce, and it is a cube.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to try to pronounce that either. So
yeah, thank you.
I went with Bizarro World.
I would advocate that if African counts as a place name, then Maltese also counts, but I'll leave it to you.
I'll give you a bill.
Thanks. We'll give it to the last guy.
All right.
I am going to guess that library science might be the profession for women.
It is not.
Okay.
It is not.
So I have a question for you guys about corporate logos, not to do with the name of the company, but those with symbols. So I'll describe three of them, and you tell me what company it is.
All right.
Three crossed tuning forks.
Three.
This is a well-known company, and you've definitely seen this logo.
Three crossed tuning forks. What sort of product, or is it a multi-product company?
It's a multi-product company. At least two of the lines of products they make have to do with, or might be seen as relevant to tuning forks. It's a Japanese company.
Yamaha?
It is Yamaha.
Very good, very good.
The Matterhorn with the figure of a bear hidden in the rocks of the mountain.
It's not Paramount Pictures, is it?
Nope.
Is it an outdoor equipment company?
It is not.
Okay.
It has to do, both the bear and the Matterhorn have to do with the country in which this company is based.
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Bayer? No, that's Germany.
Nope, that's German.
Is it a food product?
No, although some of their products may have bits of dried fruit in them, for all I know.
You never can tell.
It's a confectionery company.
Oh, right.
Triangles, shaped like Matterhorn.
Oh, Toblerone?
Toblerone.
Good.
And last, a horse with the letters SF under it.
Is the horse Pegasus?
No.
Ferrari?
Yeah, I was going to say Ferrari.
It's Ferrari.
Yeah.
Good.
Cool.
And the S stands for Scuderia. Huh. That's it from me, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Dan from Georgia.
Hi, Dan.
Bizarre World was guest for me, but we were in the films, that biblical name, would it be Joshua's Horn?
Tell me what question this is for?
The movie title with the biblical name.
Oh, no, we did get both of those, and they were Samson and Delilah and David and Bathsheba.
Okay, I would think Joshua's Horn would be one.
Mm-hmm. But no, not on
all
that.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi, Boston in San Francisco.
Hi.
Hi, I had two guesses for former capital.
Yes, good.
For Italy, Florence?
Yes.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Good.
And for China, was it Guangzhou or Canton?
No.
No, okay. Well, great show, everyone. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi, this is Arvind in Eureka Valley in San Francisco.
Hi.
I had an answer for capital of India. It's Calcutta.
Yes.
Good job.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye.
And all right, time to clean up here. Cameron, what do we have?
Okay. I have the Bizarro World, the alternate realms that were not guessed. The Shimmer is from the movie Annihilation, which just came out, maybe why you guys thought it sounded familiar.
Natalie Portman.
And right. Fillory is from the book and TV show The Magicians, which I believe is on Amazon. I'm not sure. The book is great. And then I have who directed the 3D sci-fi short film Captain EO and who was credited as the lighting director. It was Francis Ford Coppola, and Vittorio Storaro was the lighting director.
All right.
That's all I got.
That's your cinematography question for tonight.
It is. I didn't have one last time.
And Don.
Okay. The remaining capitals, there are only two that people didn't get. Kingston, Jamaica was Spanish Town. And Beijing was Nanking.
Nanking. Okay.
And then the quote that nobody knows, lay off my reputation, girls, while I unswallow, is from the women.
Oh, all right.
I haven't seen it.
Is it Rosalind Russell?
It was Phyllis Pova.
Phyllis Pova. All right. And let's see. Humphrey Bogart starred in 11 films with real geographical place in the title. The ones somebody got. High Sierra, Across the Pacific, Action in the North Atlantic, Passage to Marseille, Tokyo Joe, and Deadline USA. So, let's see. Did we get everything else? Oh, yes, I'm sorry. The highest paid profession in the United States that has more women than men are veterinarians.
Oh.
Veterinarians. Anyway, if we didn't get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember, Minds Over Matters here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My thanks for taking part with us tonight. And my thanks to our panel, cinematographer and teacher Cameron Shaw and attorney Don Chapo. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. My thanks to David Latulipe and Steve Wilcott for handling board and phones. And, of course, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. We will be here next Sunday at 7. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
One way or the other, if it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank.